discussing this little advice column from AskMen.com. Well, I don't know if it's really advice. It's just an article saying, why do you recommend that guys focus on getting email addresses instead of phone numbers from women? And they say, because it's a lot easier. Women aren't as resistant to it. They respond to it better. And you're about twice as likely to hear back when you email than when you call. That may be true, but just going up and making the conversation in the first place.
Can I get your email?
Don't say it like that.
It sure would be pretty of you if you gave me your email. Do you know Diddy?
Yeah, see, it's tough.
I think that they should look at our hands first, because most of us got rings.
You know what? I'm not as good at looking at women's hands as I should be. You know what I mean? It's the guys who notice that there's a ring on your finger, those are the guys that are the biggest dirtballs around.
So
if you
really?
If you see a guy go up to a girl, or, you know, like, if you ever hear a guy says, oh, she has a ring on her finger, too bad.
Yeah.
Then you know, well, yeah, they're always looking at the hand first to see.
Well, some are friendship rings, so they got to take that into consideration, too.
Friendship rings?
Yeah.
What's
not mine, just ring? Some girls.
And some are mood rings, you know.
Yeah.
Friendship rings, really?
Yeah. Or their school class ring.
Well, yeah, those look different, though, right?
Not always.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Are you married?
Yes.
Does your ring resemble a high school ring or not?
Well, a lot of high school rings have diamonds in it, and mine has diamonds. I don't know. I'm not saying mine. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you are. Didn't you say that, Chris? So, but,
okay. He can just eat his Reese's Pieces and shut up.
Who can? Chris? Is that
yeah.
What?
I listen every morning, and he stacks his Reese's Pieces.
You do what?
I do what?
Oh, yeah, you did stack up some Reese's Pieces one day, didn't you?
I did.
A little pile.
And then I ate
them.
Wow, that's a good memory there.
And donuts, and yeah.
And what else has he eaten?
I can't remember. I just remember he eats donuts and Reese's Pieces and soup. What is up with the soup?
He had clam chowder this morning and yesterday.
It's so tasty. Why not soup?
I'm going to get sick. That's too much soup. Too much soup.
Clam chowder, too, man. That just sounds
disgusting.
That's
the best kind.
It's early. But you've been up since how late?
I've been up since really late.
No, Chris has been up since 6 last night.
Yeah.
Right? Well, obviously, you were here before 6. He's been up since 6 last night, so it's kind of dinner time for him. So is it okay?
Soup, though? Does he eat soup when he gets home?
No.
What do you eat when you get up like at 6 o'clock at night?
Hamburgers.
Okay.
Does he have a wife?
No.
Not that I'm aware of.
He needs a wife to help him.
I've got a quick question for you. How old do you think I am? Because I get a lot of interest.
This is a good question.
37?
She's joking. You're joking, right?
I don't know how old he is.
She's not joking. She thinks I'm 37. Do you think I have hair?
I don't know.
Because a lot of people.
I'm not like that guy who calls in every morning and asks you what you're wearing and tells you to unbutton your shirt.
That was just one morning. I thought you listened every day if you had your tally.
That is gross.
Busted. So, yeah, that's not the. Yeah, a lot of people. What was it? Everyone thinks that you're.
I'm 40, bald, and huge. That's what they think.
Yeah.
But I'm not.
I don't.
You just said you thought he was 37.
I didn't say he was 40, bald, and huge, though.
Oh, okay. So he was still svelte. Svelte and fully haired.
How old is he?
23.
I'm sorry.
You were halfway there.
Halfway?
Yeah.
A little over.
Yeah.
He needs to find a wife to pack his lunch.
There you go.
Believe me, I'm looking. No one will pack my lunch, though.
Okay.
Go to eHarmony. I think that's one of the check boxes.
Oh.
Likes a wife who will pack my lunch.
Or not make soup.
God, I've never heard someone so anti-soup before. Have you had an incident
just
in your
a
life?
A lot of soup. You guys talk about that.
You did have soup 2 days in a row.
That's okay.
That's true. All right, well, way to be. Nice call. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks.